and it finished here at Bishop's Gate, along for Town 0, Finn Harps 0. And Finn Harps have moved up to 7th in the table. They're ahead of Kerry and goal difference after this result in Longford, and it stops a run of 3 defeats in a row for Harps. The second half was a lot better than the first half, but there was no real bite in this game. Finn Harps came close to breaking the deadlock in the 60th minute. Tony McNamee took a free quickly from the halfway line and it skimmed the top of the crossbar. The best chance of the game fell to Harps substitute Patrick Ferry. Gavin McAteer with the cross, and Ferry somehow missed an open goal. It was easier to score than miss. Ferry also had another chance in the 90th minute to grab a goal. He took a snapshot that just went wide. Town had chances in the second half through Mo Boudioff, and his effort was blocked, while Dean O'Shea dragged his shot just inches wide. It was a poor first half and chances were at a premium. Neither keeper had a real save of note to make. The first chance of the game fell to the home side in the 17th minute. Aaron Doran's strike was deflected out for a corner. Harps' first chance came in the 28th minute. A corner from Gavin McAteer, who was probably the best player in the field tonight, fell to Joel Bradley Walsh, but his effort lacked real power and was easily gathered by Longford Town keeper Harry Halwex. Right before half time, Grady Lomboto had a chance, but his long range effort sailed over the bar, and Lomboto had a chance in the early stages of the second half, but he hit his effort wide, and unfortunately for Finn Harps, he had to go off injured in the second half. But it finished here at Bishop's Gate, Longford Town 0, Finn Harps 0.